Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 187 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for September 3rd is review your life experiences from yesterday. Write down one thing which on the surface appears to present you with adversity. Analyze the issue on a deeper level and discuss how it could be in your best interest and how it can be an opportunity for you to learn and grow. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of having a vision. Our challenge today highlights an important idea behind having a vision. We often begin by searching for what we want, but life will usually give us what we need. And we often start with a vision of what we want to do, where we want to go, and who we want to be. And that's fine for a starting point. But really, we need to be open to discovering who we were created to be. And that process of discovery, more times than not, comes through adversity. A great example of this is Dorothea Lange. Dorothea Lange was a documentary photographer who traveled mainly the western part of the United States and documented the images of Native Americans, the Great Depression and Dust Bowl, and the Japanese-American internment camps of World War II. She is most famously known for her photograph entitled Migrant Mother, which captures the feelings and emotions of many people living during the Great Depression of the 1930s. Lange was often frustrated that her photographs did not inspire more social change, which is what she hoped to do with capturing the everyday lives of people. Most often people who were suffering from some form of adversity. And it was adversity from Lange's childhood that possibly gave her both the empathy and the strength to connect with many of the people she photographed. At the age of 7, Dorothea Lange contracted polio, leaving her right leg and foot much weaker than the left side of her body. But later in life, she explained how much she appreciated the condition of having polio. She said, quote, "It was the most important thing that happened to me, informed me, guided me, instructed me, helped me, and humiliated me," end quote. What? Getting polio was the most important thing that happened to her? She couldn't possibly be serious. Or maybe she was, because maybe she was open to the fact that her plan for her life would actually fall short of helping her reach her full potential. And maybe later she realized that the adversity of having polio pushed her beyond limits that she wouldn't have otherwise tested. And maybe it helped her discover some gifts and abilities she wouldn't have otherwise known she had. And while she may not have been happy about the amount of social justice that came from her photographs in her own lifetime, she continues to impact documentary photographers today, and her work reveals the humanity of her time period. So how about you? What is one thing from your life experiences yesterday, or maybe further back in your past, which on the surface appears to present you with adversity? Can you analyze the issue on a deeper level and discuss how it could be in your best interest? How could this situation of adversity be an opportunity for you to learn and grow? Responding to events in our lives rather than reacting to them and seizing the power to write our own story requires us to not just survive the situations in our lives that bring us adversity. It requires us to thrive in that adversity, knowing that we can use it to become the person we were created to be. And when we use adversity to make positive changes in our lives, then we are better able to increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.